Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Cardi Gang, put it up, man. Damn. Three strikes, baby. Yeah.
Singing his lungs off. He loves to sing and scream just before bedtime, so that's who you're hearing in the background. How's everybody doing on St. Patrick's Day? I'm hoping you guys are having a great time, not drinking too much of that green beer that I hear about, and staying out of trouble, and I'm glad that you guys have joined us. We've got Betty, Bill, Harry. Hi, Harry. Welcome back. Mary Rose, as usual. Renee, Robert, Starlight, William. Andy, my man, is in the building, as usual. Cannot miss my man, Andy. Yeah, there he goes. So it's nice to have everybody here. I hope everybody,
that means let me do one thing over
You can't
here.
See Andy, but I can see Andy. That's all that counts.
No, I just refreshed my page.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are too funny. I got Andy in the building, so he's there too as well. So just to tell everybody, I'm really excited that you all had the opportunity to join us today, and we have a big show today. We're going to have Cardiac Demand's going to be back today to join us. Hasn't been on the show for about a year and a half now. It sounds funny to say that we've actually been on the air for a year and a half. Wild.
Wow.
Yes, it will be in 2 days on Saturday will be our 1.5 month and a 1.5 year anniversary, 18 months on the air, going strong. And I want to thank all our sponsors and listeners and contributors that have been there for us and continue to help us and make this show what it is today. I'm so excited. A lot of great guests that are going to be coming up in the next few months, and always looking forward to it. So I figure I would hit up the oldies but goodies first before anything else, because we're going to take off running. So, Muttman, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been up to too much. I went out
been
for
up
a
to
little
no
bit.
Good. That's what you've been up to.
Oh, you caught me in the act.
I did catch you in the act. But anyway, later
I went
on
out
when I'm in. Yeah, I wanted to know, what have you been up to? Have you actually been up to anything? Doing anything good?
No, I actually got out today to enjoy the beautiful, I believe, 60-degree weather today for a little bit.
I'll tell you, it was awesome here in Philly, too. I could not believe how gorgeous the weather was, and it was such a blessing to actually go out and not have to wear tons of clothing. It was kind of cool.
Believe me, I ran to a little corner store that we have right here on Westford Street, which is new. And I went up there a couple times today just to get out for a few minutes because I knew today was going to be such a busy, well, it was supposed to have been a pretty active day for me, but it turns out one of my appointments that I was supposed to have didn't happen today, but know that it will happen tomorrow. Hi.
Hey, it's all good. That's right. Real quick, I want to tell our listeners, we've welcomed everybody into the room, but I would like to give you guys some updates. We've got some interesting things coming up. For all of you that remember, a couple of weeks ago, I asked everybody to make sure you guys voted for me because we got nominated for a Shorty Award, which is part of Tweeter. If you guys happen to be on Tweet, Tweeter.com had a contest for people that are big into the media and are the movers and shakers. And we got nominated, and we came in second place, mm-hmm. which I'm very proud of. I am very proud of. We didn't win first place, but I'm very proud of the fact that we came in second. We were three votes shy of first place. But that's okay, because we came into the competition late, and this was our first year getting nominated, so I'm very excited. And on that note, the contest has been extended for the nurse category, caring nurse in the area. And I have a friend who is named Susan Farisi. She's not only a nurse, but she's also an actress as well. And she has been nominated in the nursing category. So for you guys out there that are listening to me, if you are on Tweeter, please go to my Tweeter account and follow me. I'm on Ordinary Woman, Ordinary, WMN, on Tweeter. You can hit me up there and retweet my friend Susan and nominate her for a Tweeter for a Shorty Award. Her name on Tweeter is Drama Mama Suze RN, and if you go to my page, you will be able to see the link there. Go to shortyawards.com and nominate Susan. The votes will be taken till the 25th, so you have till the 25th of March to vote for her and have a little Beantown representation in the building. It's kind of funny, too, because my friend Susan, she actually moved to San Diego recently, but she's still a Beantown girl at heart. So, yeah, get your votes out there for my friend Susan. You can also go to our page on Facebook, Diamond in the Rough, and befriend us there, like us. Tell your friends about us. Make sure you share the page, and you will see the link on there as well for my friend Susan. So make sure you vote for her. And on that note, I also have another announcement, which I'm really excited about. You guys have heard me talk about them all the time. My friend Louis Bello, an up-and-coming, more than up-and-coming, he's awesome. Like, he's worked with some of the greatest in the music industry. Mm-hmm. So Louis Bello, he actually has a new video out on YouTube, and I really, really, really implore you to go and check it out. It's called Chasing Rainbows by Louis Bello. It's a great video, great song. So if you go to YouTube and on the search, just put Louis Bello, Chasing Rainbows. It will pop up. Please share it, like it, check it out, and post it because it's a great one. Also, you can look him up on Facebook.com/Louis.Bello, Louis.Bello, and you can become his fan there as well, and it's also on his page. So make sure you get the word out. This is an amazing talent, and he really deserves to get as much exposure as possible. Since we're having our man cardiac, before we go into a few more announcements, I would really like to play another song. This is called Corporate Life, and I like it just because of the fact that our company is...
Corporate Life
by Cardiac. Yes, Cardiac's in the building. We're going to put that song on for now, and then we're going to come back to the announcement. So for your enjoyment, Corporate Life by Cardiac.
It's corporate life. You know we're big.
Mama, I'm that kid. My first record advance check. Go flip your lid. Yes, it is K-A-R-D-I-A-K on the avenue when I slide by. I'm that high. Shorty swooning, that's that guy. Oh, yeah, mama, you know I'm in Poppy Chulo. Boy, make go like any pizzeria, you know. Four guest clappers like a Costa Rican anthem. So handsome, plus you know that I'm nice. I got a real smooth game, plus the voice is a bite. Need to stop the wrong shorty, you ain't doing it right. I'ma glide like two wheels on a mile of ice. Make moves like eight flies on a pile of that rice. Could be hot if you was born with a mic. Cut by fever, cornball bounce like a fever. This is C-Dot shit, make your haters believe us. Every
calling a sick day. Seen you at the bar, caught eyes by the ashtray. Asking for a light, seen the frame and said, okay. Seen a boy more swagger than the social wars. White tee them, back tee them, yeah, now they back for more. Back to the crib, step out, now I'm three pieces. Shorty wanna sit on my lap, my no creep. I'm a G when I'm drunk, plus a G that's gone. You can think what you want, mind my sex, Jesus. Have you back in the third day, so cold diva. Having problems with dope, mind, I take Visa. In the cascade, mama bomb and ashtray, bigger cheddar. Ain't no diamonds on the wrist, still a baller to the death. This is how a nigga lay. Penthouse skyscraper, laughing in Hancock. Got a couple grand called office in Bangkok. Since you came through, got it filled with the fan club. Sacrifice is always there, rolling that thing up. Said we're daddy cat, give a shot to my nephews. It's magic, don't let them show you play with you. Just ask Santa, there's more in Miami. Front row, what's the past game? I'm skipping the Grammy. Every pregame in a Learjet, I'm a real vet. Mama, damn right, I'm a sure bet. One rule on the plane, no fat chicks. Only fat chicks make calls like I'm not next.
We're back. It's
you sure about
money.
That?
Yes, it's money in the house. You know what? I don't know why. Occasionally, I keep losing the chat room, and I'm flying blind here. I'm so glad you're, like, doing your thing here, because I have no clue what is going on here.
I'm flying blind, too, because I just...
You lost it, didn't you?
I lost it. I had to close it out and reboot it and everything and all of that good stuff. So I don't know what is going on tonight with this.
I know. Every so often that happens that you just kind of lose everything and wind up flying blind. But we'll get it going. Don't worry about it. You guys can still hear us. And that was Corporate Life by our man Cardiac, who will be in the building later on. Now we're going back to the announcements. Yes.
And
announcements in the building. Announcements in the building. What?
Okay, is this going to be another night like I'm thinking it's going to be?
Listen, it's St. Patty's Day, and I am cold sober. I am more sober than a Mormon judge, so back up. I'm having a good time sober because I don't have to drink green beer to be weird, okay? Yes. On that note, mind you, where I am in Philadelphia right now, it's like smack dab in the middle of, like, this huge bar district. So they've been celebrating for a week. Trust me. I've been seeing people dressed in green for a week. And, no, I have not been seeing things. I thought I did. I thought I was seeing leprechauns when I walked the dog. But, no, it's just a bunch of people going out to a party. So I'm going to reboot the chat room on my end so we can see all of you lovely people again. But, meantime, we're still on the air. I'm going to make some announcements while we're at it. Okay, guys, I have to let you know some of the people that we're going to have as guests coming up in the coming weeks. We're going to have next week, we're going to have the amazing, incomparable Miss Kristen. If you guys remember, we've actually listened to some of her songs, and they've been a big hit on our show as well. So she's actually going to be on the show. We were going to have her today, but she has guests. We totally forgot how it was St. Patty's Day, and we think it's like the rest of us, that we're still working. But, yeah. So, anyway, she's going to be on the show next week, and I'm really excited to have her on because of the simple fact that she's such an amazing talent. She really is. So we're finally going to get to listen to her amazing voice and have her tell us a little bit about herself and her background and how she got into the whole music thing. As well, we are going to also have Mo Nitty. Mo Nitty is an up-and-coming rap star. a little bit of a gritty sound to him, more like Dirty South kind of vibe for you guys to listen to. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to have him, different sound from what we're used to, but we're going to have him on the show as well. March 31st, and by the way, March 24th, we got to remember to give a big shout-out to Cardiac because it's going to be his birthday next Thursday. He's going to be able to celebrate. Yeah, birthday in the house for Cardiac. Going to be sure he gets to re-embarrass him and let him know that it's his birthday. Also, March 31st, I'm really excited about this guest that we're going to have. His name is Alan Schwartz, and he is the writer of Game 7 Deadball. This is kind of like the best of both worlds because not only is it a book about baseball, but it's got secrets and mystery and intrigue, and I'm kind of excited about having him on the show and listening about the book and what other cool stuff he's got going on in there as well. We're also going to have, yes, we're going to have the very talented Frankie Imbergano. Frankie is an actor, voiceover, talent. I mean, just an amazing talent. So we're definitely looking forward to having him on the show as well. In the coming weeks, we have a really huge guest that is like, everybody knows this person, and I'm not saying anything yet because kind of not want to jinx it because I could not believe that her publicist actually reached out to me to have her on the show for her new nonprofit that she's starting. So once the deal is done and we get announcing her, we'll let you guys know who it is, and I'm looking forward to being able to have you guys listen to this amazing guest. Anyway, on that note, I also want to send a big shout-out to our buddy Donald Harburger. He is in charge of Big Time Wrestling. So if you guys like wrestling, this is where you need to go. You need to go to www.btwpro.com. That's their website. And they actually have a huge wrestling match coming up March 25th at Webster Town Hall. So you guys need to go over there and check them out because, trust me, they are exciting. They also have a midnight show Friday nights as well. And I just blanked out. Donald's going to kill me. But anyway, Donald Harburger, Big Time Wrestling, www.btwpro.com. Go check them out Friday, March 25th, Webster Town Hall. If you know the great Mr. Cena, one of the wrestlers that we have locally in the state, in the New England area, he's a big face around there too. So make sure you go check that out. So, Mountain Man, what have we got going on in that switchboard?
We have got just you and I in the switchboard as of right
now.
You're
going to have to refresh, my friend.
And as I'm
refreshing... You don't have to click out, just refresh, because I've got a bunch of people up in this chat room.
The chat room
is... All you
have
to do is reload your page.
Okay, the switchboard, I just refreshed and don't see anybody.
Then you're all alone, my friend. I will let everybody know we have Andy, Betty, Bill, guests 12092. Welcome, Mary, Mary Rose, Renee, Starlight, Vanessa, Warren, and William. Welcome, welcome, one and all. So glad to have you guys all with us today. And we are just waiting for the arrival of Mr. Cardiac, who's going to be with us today to share about his upcoming. What?
All right. Thank you very much. You had said one board, and I went and refreshed that one board. But you were actually talking about the chat room, not the switchboard.
Yeah, leave the chat room alone, my man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyhow, for all
Anyhow,
of those,
welcome
a,
one
a
and
minute
all.
Or two
oh my gosh.
Housekeeping to do.
Just to let you know,
for
no,
those,
we are trained professionals. We really are. Andy, you're back. Hey! Andy, my man, what's up? Sorry, I mean to interrupt. And as you can hear the chatter in the background, we actually have Mr. Eric Jr. and we have Mr. Tone in the building. They're hanging around the chat room.
Woo-hoo!
I mean, they're hanging around the studio. So if you hear the chatter, that's who it is in the background. You guys can enjoy that as you're listening to the show. Anyway, housekeeping, go ahead.
As for the housekeeping goes, if you'd like to call in for any comments, queries, and questions, and all of that, you can call our call-in number is 1-347-989-1473. Or if you incur a toll charge, you can call us at 1-877-907-7217. Or
that's right.
Hit us up on the Blog Talk Radio / Ordinary Woman and hit us up with the player on there. Or how else, Charlie?
iTunes, my man. iTunes. You can reach us on iTunes. You can listen to our podcast that way as well. And make sure that you tune into us. You don't have to listen to us live either. You can listen to us later. You can download it and get to us that way as well. Also, you can go to Podomatic. We have that there. And if you happen to be on the go with a smartphone, you can listen to us on the mobile app for Blog Talk Radio, or you can actually dial in, and you don't have to actually talk to us, but you can hear the show that way as well. So I'm hoping that you guys will join us however way possible you happen to decide to join us. On the meantime, I'm going to play another song that I want to share with you guys before we get going. If not, we'll probably do the rant and rave before, because I know Mr. Cardiac is going to be running a little bit late.
Right, well,
this is called Heartbreaker, and this is Mr. Cardiac featuring Cherie, and for enjoyment, Heartbreaker.
Yeah. It's a beautiful world, man. Let's understand, girl, this is unreal. Cause the sweatpants and flip-flops, you still got sex appeal. With a spread of Dolce, got me running like OJ. Yeah. This ain't core, so don't judge me, I'm so free. Sometimes I need a girl by my side, this is really sad. And then I seen it in the room size, the room size, the room size. But hey, I just approach her and I ask her, she need help. Still looking fly in that blue suit with a back showing. The brown eyes and that smile, got her face glowing. I cracked a joke and I sing that simple. It might be love, could it be that simple? Cause it's these numbers, now we talking. She asked a question like them real girls say. She said, she said. I just met my wife. She laughed because she know me, but trust me, that's the old me. She never seen me like this before. She never heard me like this before. I'm kind of like Stevie Wonder first time seeing. What would he say about this glorious being? Colors never ever been so bright. I never ever felt so right. Your body, your face similar to the sunset. Can't take my eyes off until they're gone. Until they're gone. Until they're gone. I know it's kind of hard to trust. Been around, you heard it all. They must say dogs, mama. They ain't nothing like me. This is MTV. I got the double shot of love. Take a chance, this is real. Not no VH1. Turn off your lifetime. It's happening, silent. Cause I can make your dreams real right through the horizon. So let's go, mama. Let's go, mama.
Just see me. I know you see them girls on my tail. What's up, right, yo? At the end of the night, it's 52. So hit up my phone, let's take a ride. Blaze the L to that goodie. Yo, Sheree, yo, SP, I see, baby. Let's do this. Come on. It's a Valentine from the
Wow. And that was Cardiac.
Yes, that was Cardiac. And Miss Sheree is one of his backup singers for your entertainment. So we're kind of hoping that he comes in. I mean, he tried, he was going to make his do his best. I mean, I know it is busy with St. Patty's Day and all. So if not, we'll just keep playing his songs and we'll have him in spirit and we'll go into our rant and rave. Okay, question for today. Oh, Andy likes this one. Andy, I'm glad you like that one. I have a question for today. All right. Actually, two questions. I want to know, where did the legend of St. Patrick's Day come from? For our chat. Where did the legend of St. Patrick's come from?
And Mountain Man has no clue.
Mountain Man, dude, you need to get out more often.
I do. I've been in this house way
Andy says, I read you. Don't know what else. The system seems to be a buggy a while back. Yeah, no. Anyway, is everyone sleeping? Pretty much. Yeah, so St. Patrick, where did he come from? What's the whole deal with him? And why do people have the need to get drunk on St. Patty's Day?
Okay. Where's the leprechauns?
On a side note, do you guys know, and I have to share this for those of you that come from the Massachusetts area, a lot of people don't know this. In Massachusetts, four years, there was this lame holiday, which is still celebrated in Suffolk County. It's called Evacuation Day. And the reason it was celebrated is that that was the day that it was the evacuation of Bunker Hill back in the day during the war. I think it was the Civil War. No, excuse me, the Revolutionary War. Anyway, somebody went looking through the history books to be able to find this, and they made it a holiday, a state holiday. So that means that if you worked for the state government, you got the day off. Conveniently, that holiday happened to fall on March 17th.
Okay.
So, yes, how convenient is that? So all state workers have that particular holiday off, March 17th, so they could go out and hang out, and the politicians and stuff. So no one in City Hall or anywhere happened to be around that day. About 15 years ago, people got wind of it, and they kind of got rid of it, except for Suffolk County. Suffolk County still has a paid holiday on March 17th. So if you were trying to get any state business done, any city business, state business done in Suffolk County in Massachusetts, out of luck, dude, because everything's closed as far as state offices, because they get the day off. Cool, huh? Wish I had that day off.
I don't know if you're right or wrong.
About what? Where the legend came from in Ireland? I'll give you one thing. March 17th is actually the anniversary of St. Patrick's death. It's not his birth date. It's the anniversary of his death. He died in 1493 or 4060 B.C.
Wow.
Was it? Yes. 493. So December 17th. Is it B.C.? A.D.
I don't know.
I think it's A.D. Yes, it's A.D. Sorry. Anyway, he's the patron saint of Ireland, Nigeria, Montserrat, Roman Catholic Archdiocese of New York, Boston, Louisa, Murcia, Spain. He's also the patriot saints of engineers, paralegals. Go figure. Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Melbourne, England. And he is an invoker against snakes, sins, and witchcraft. So if you are being plagued by snakes, sin, or witchcraft, that crafty little witch on your block, St. Patrick is the saint you would pray to. How cool is that?
Interesting.
Very interesting. But I just wanted to know, where did the legend of the actual big deal about St. Patrick's came?
And is Andy right or is Andy wrong?
Yes. Well, this is the interesting part. I love doing the drama, I mean the trivia part. There's only two actual letters authenticated pertaining to him that survived from him. So there's two letters that were actually written by St. Patrick that have been authenticated. God, I cannot talk today. Have been
authenticated.
Certified as authentic. Yes, they have been certified as authentic and actually written by him. When he was about 16, he was captured from Britain by Irish raiders and taken as a slave to Ireland. He lived there for 6 years before escaping and returning to his family. Then after entering the church, he returned to Ireland as an ordained bishop in the north and west of the island, but little is known about the places where he worked. So by the 7th century, he had come to be revered as the patron saint of Ireland. So for those of you that did not know this, St. Patrick is not Irish. Where is he from?
No clue.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get out more.
Yes.
That's all
so
I
for everybody
say,
listening,
have...
The trivia question for tonight is, where is St. Patrick's from? No Googling. I can see you. Googled. Get the fingers away from Googled. Yes. Where
I'm
is he originally from?
It right now.
No Googling. No Googling is allowed.
Oh,
man.
You got me.
What?
What are we going to do when we're really face to face? You're going to catch me all the time.
Oh, man. So anyway, going back to his two letters, his two Latin letters survived, which originally accepted to have been written by Patrick. There's letters to the soldiers of Coriticus, and that's in Latin, and it was written in Epistolia. The declaration is the more important of the two. In it, Patrick gives a short account of his life and his mission. His parents were called Calphurnius and Conchessa. The former belonged to a Roman family of high rank and held the office of the Curio in Gaul or Britain. Conchessa was a near relative of the great patron of Gaul, St. Martin of Tours. So his mom was actually related to a saint, and she had a saint. Very saintly woman. In or about his 16th year, Patrick was carried into captivity. We talked about that. So this is ironic to me because this guy kind of, I'm picking on St. Patrick today as a topic because I think it's really cool that he kind of epitomizes the spirit of our show of the diamond in the rough. Not the drinking and stuff because we don't do that. We are good people. We don't drink. We try not to drink anyway. But anyway, so the thing with St. Patrick is cool. Now, think about this, listeners. He was actually captured by the Irish and held as a slave for 6 years. So when we're talking about slavehood, we're talking about the fact that obviously, you know, forced labor, not the greatest conditions. We're talking about, goodness, you know, in the year 400, which the conditions weren't that great to begin with. So here he is. He was held captive for 6 years and finally escaped and went back to his homeland, which you guys will need to tell me where that's from. Went back to his homeland and then years later winds up coming back as a bishop and wind up loving the people of Ireland so much, and the people of Ireland loved him so much that he became their patron saint. And I think that's such an epitome of the loving Christian value. And I use the word Christian loosely because that loving value also applies to people of the Jewish faith, Muslim, people that believe in Mother Earth, whatever you guys happen to believe in, that epitomizes that love and act of forgiveness and forget, you know, forgive and forget and move on kind of thing. So I think it's kind of cool. Andy's right, too. It says, the story goes that to this day there's still no snakes in Ireland. I guess there had been like a huge plague of snakes in Ireland, and he drove them out through prayer in the faith of God or, you know, whatever he did. He wind up getting rid of the snakes, and that's true. The legend is kind of funny because to this day there are no snakes in Ireland, which I find very funny, like funny, strange. Because you think that somebody might have snuck some in at one point or another, but they didn't. There's still no snakes there, so I think that's kind of cool. Wow. And actually, if you happen to go to Down Cathedral in Downpatrick, County Down, alongside, he is buried in Ireland, along with St. Bridget and St. Columba. Although this has never actually been proven, but that's what they're saying. They say the battle for the body of St. Patrick demonstrates the importance of both him as a spiritual leader and of his body as an object of veneration in early Christian Ireland. There's also a huge St. Patrick Visitor Center that's a modern exhibit located in Downpatrick, and it's a kind of like a permanent exhibit specifically to him. So if you guys ever get the chance to go to Ireland and check it out, absolutely do that. See, I find history fascinating. So it's not just about green beer, huh?
Did you Google
that
or what?
I thought it was just about the green beer.
You Googled that, didn't you?
No, I told you I was prepping my notes. Did I not tell you? Did I not tell you that? You were not listening. See, I told you I was prepping notes. On that note, I'm going to play my favorite song. I'm going to play my favorite song. So the listeners, 1-347-989-1473 is the call-in number. And if you want to email us, it is ordinarywomanwmn@gmail.com. When we get back from the music break, we're going to go through some emails and answer some questions for our listeners. So we're going to listen to my favorite song, which I do this all the time. It's called Lost My Damn Mind by Cardiac and Shuri. For your enjoyment,
and then I have a question
mind.
After the song.
Yes. Going to Lose My Dang Mind with Cardiac with Miss Shuri. And sorry guys, it's so funny. Andy was talking about the fact that he's Irish and he's not a drinker, so he didn't fit the stereotype. So I was jokingly saying that because we were in the guard, we always wore green. He says, yeah, we were the last people in the state connected with the army to still be wearing the salad suits. Because we wore the army camos and we really did look like a walking salad bowl. So, everybody, welcome back. www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman, WMN. For those of you just joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is kind of like a hodgepodge day. We were going to try to have Cardiac stop by the building at his convenience if he could. We're hoping that he still can, but it's not a definite. So, if not, we'll have him on at a later time. So, we were just talking about St. Patty's Day and the whole mystique behind his stories and his legend, and it's kind of cool that we're getting to the part, this is what I found out, it says, legend credits St. Patrick with banishing snakes from the Isle of Ireland, chasing them into the sea after they assailed him during a 40-day fast he was undertaking on top of a hill. Now, right there, let me tell you something. The fact that the man went without food for 40 days, props to him. I'm lucky if I can go without food for 40 minutes. That's just me.
Oh, come on, you can go with them for longer.
Are you serious? I got to eat, my man. Anyway, it also says the iconography of this myth is reminiscent of the Siddhartha experience through the trance in which he became realized as a Buddha, inverting the snake Mukhalinda protection of the spiritual from the rainwater. So it's kind of like we've also heard it about the same kind of like the same legend with the pharaohs during the time of Moses and all that. Anyway, it says, however, all evidence suggests that post-glacial Ireland never had snakes. As in insular Ireland, New Zealand, Iceland, Greenland, Antarctica, so far no serpent has successfully migrated across the open ocean to a new territorial home. So basically, they don't have any. Such as from Scotland. Now, Scotland has snakes, but somehow they haven't been able to survive, or in Britain. There are actually a few snakes there, the venomous adder, the grass snake, and the smooth snake, as noted by National Geographic. And they are sea snakes, obviously the nasty sea snake. God, you know what? If I ever saw a sea snake, I would pass out.
Really?
Have you ever seen one? They're nasty.
I've seen them on Animal Planet.
Yeah, no, you know what's even gross is the sea worms. Those things are disgusting because they get to be like 8, 10, 12 feet long. That's it. I'm done. If I ever saw something that looked like a mega earthworm, like an inch or two thick, and it was 12 feet, I'm done. That's it. Keel over, heart attack.
What about a garden snake in your own backyard?
See, those don't bother me. Honestly, let me back it up. Rewind. You want to hear something really weird? No, see, we're going to back it up. You want to hear something really bizarre? Big snakes don't bother me. I'll touch a boa. I can look at a rattler. I can see a cobra. I mean, I'm not going to, like, you know, be all up in its face and stuff, but they don't bother me. I'll tell you, those icky little snakes are the ones that freak me out only because I think of the fact that they're so small they could crawl up my pant leg. That's why they bug me out.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Don't tell me you've never thought that. You've never thought about a nasty little garden snake crawling up your pant leg and you not being able to getting it out in time. I know you have.
That's not what I'm afraid of. Sorry.
Oh, man. Anyway, so the closest that they've come is they have some nasty little thing called a slow worm, and it's, like, really gross. It's like a fat earthworm, and that's about as close as they have. So they don't know if it's true whether he really did banish the snakes or if they just never was any. This is cool. Andy says, story went there was a group of guys who howled him down when he tried to convert them. And what legend says he created werewolves? Really, Andy? That's where the werewolves came from? From St. Patty?
No, what?
I don't know about
that.
You know what my theory is, Mountain Man?
What?
You want to know my theory? You know you do. What I'm saying is, you know, when he created the werewolves, it wasn't werewolves. It was people drinking green beer, wiling out.
I'm thinking we should have Mr. Andy come on the show and share his thoughts.
Are you kidding? Andy's like, no. Andy says, okay, every month you can howl at the moon. Oh, is today the day, Andy, or no?
I think we should have Andy call in and have him because even though it's a hodgepodge.
Andy knows everything. He's like a walking encyclopedia. I don't even know why I had to do the research. I should have just called Andy because he would have told me anything.
I think he would be a very good person to have on with this hodgepodge night because we do owe him a show, and Have we scheduled him?
Yes, he told me. He's like, you know, he's like, I'm so busy. I got to get you guys. No, we're actually going to work with Andy when he has that. Okay, let me take a little music break. We're going to play another song. It's called Crush on You Girl by, of course, Mr. Cardiac. Today's his night. We're celebrating his birthday early. So for your enjoyment, Crush on You Girl by Cardiac.
I don't wanna be that guy, I got standards. The mama didn't raise no fool, I got men. She keep moving like that, I might holler. If you keep acting like that, she might wanna. I know you buy your tools and got her all laced up. Best batch for days and cake a light baker. But do you tell her that she fly with no makeup? Whisper them sweet things now, well I'll tell her. You the fly girl in the road, that y'all tell her. It's real mama, so just take my hand. We can slide off like kids at the playground, man. I don't wanna be the other man, I wanna be the only one. Shotgun in my car like it's 911, baby. Gotta confess, girl. Wasn't always the best man and left that door. If I didn't learn from the past, I wouldn't be pimping. If I wasn't on my game, wouldn't see him slipping. Come on, girl, you can dry those eyes. Really hurts inside when I see you cry. I know I'd be better, I ain't like those guys. And I know, baby girl, yeah, you heard that lie. Can I buy you a drink? Just give me time. I need a couple moments to show you the queen you are. Yeah, I could be your king, mama, pick a star. Yeah, pluck it out the sky for you, set it in the ring for you. Put it on your finger as the birds of bees sing to you. Moonlight candles, nothing ain't a thing for you. A real man goes the extra mile for his lady. If it didn't have a whip, I still walk to you, baby. Play, kissing every part of your body, I'm in it all day. Breakfast in bed, yeah, the stone on the windowsill. We could sleep the day away, yeah. I know the way I feel, this is something that gotta be true. Cause I don't see anybody that's better than you. It's a damn shame, you are the arm of another man. It's all a fantasy, it must have been a daydream. Looking back in my glass, I shoot you a wink. I can only think you deserve so much more. Cause what's real in this world, you can't buy in stores. And yeah, girl, man, I love one once. And I ain't never gonna go and make the same mistake twice. If it was me and you, would make love all night. And I wouldn't stress the little things, no more fights. As long as I had you in my arms, it's alright. But I guess you're gonna be leaving with him tonight.
Wow, and that was Cardiac. Let's
actually talking about the historical perspective of it, not just the green beer and the woo-hoo kind of time everybody has. He's telling us that originally they talked about werewolves and stuff. It said the moon didn't enter into the legends till the Victorian era, though. Older legends have them turning turning to and back at will, which is kind of like my son was explaining that to me, because that actually comes to from the Native American legend of a shifter, which is a little bit different from that. Shifters, which you see in the popular Twilight series, those are not werewolves. Those are shifters. Shifters are the one that were able to turn back and forth at will And we do. one must not eat and type at once. Yes, Andy, very true. Around the Victorian times, when it was more common to have insane asylums, doctors would notice people go nuttier during the full moon, and that's where we get the word lunatic from. On a side note, I have to say that I had a friend of mine who worked in a psychiatric ward. She actually was a psychiatric nurse, and she confirmed that to me. She said for some reason, well, she explained the reason, people with severe mental illnesses, schizophrenia, split personalities, quote-unquote, bipolar, manic depression, do have a tendency to have a heightened sense of manic episodes during a full moon. And that is attributed to the fact, because of the shifting tides of the moon and the fact that we're over 80% water, they think, it hasn't been medically proven, but they think that's what affects it. But that's very true. That's where the word lunatic comes from. So for our listeners, I want to invite you all, if you are in the New England area, Tuesday, April 12th, 7:30 to 10 p.m. will be the private screening of the short film that Miss Nunchucks talked to us, Shelly Nunchucks, that was on the show a couple weeks ago, and Justin Fielding was on the show a couple weeks ago, told us about it. The private screening, it's free. So if you go to Facebook, and if you Google in Facebook, you go to inventory, it'll pop up, and there's an RSVP page there. All you have to do is RSVP, and you can get in for free to see the movie. It's going to be held at the Regent Theater in Arlington, Mass. Love the Regent Theater. If you guys ever get the opportunity to go out there in Arlington, old-type theater, and it's really cool because they're very welcoming to the independent movie community, and there's a lot of premieres there for independent movies, so you'll have a chance to go there as well. If you go to the page for inventory, you will see the trailer and the information linking you to their web link, www.inventorymovie.com, also inventorymovie.blogspot.com. That's their blog with all the little tidbits. They're also on Twitter as well. Also, if you need directions to the Regent Theater, that's on the website as well, on Facebook, www.regenttheater.com, for directions to get there. Remember, it's going to be a great time. April 12th, it's a Tuesday night, 7:30 to 10 p.m., and it is free. All you have to do is RSVP them, tell them you're coming, telling how many people are going to be with you, and hurry up and get in on it before the tickets sell out. So far, there's about 60, 70 people already attending, and we're still a few weeks out, so definitely jump on that as well. On that note, because I just want to see Shelly Nunchuck, and if anything else, guys, even if you don't get to go because you're not there, I really urge you to go check out the page because it's so cool. The poster they have for inventory, if you look on the cast poster, which is way cool, you actually see Shelly Nunchucks in the back with her nunchucks held up. It's so cool. So we love Shelly. Yes, Andy, we do. Huh?
Yes, we do, Andy. Love her.
So the trivia question for tonight is, where is St. Patrick originally from? No, ladies and gentlemen, he is not from Ireland. I need to know where he's from. That is the trivia question for today. I still haven't decided what I'm going to give you guys, because before we gave out a couple of segments to our show, we have two people that are still need to do the show. One is Andy, and the other is Mark. Mark's working tonight, so he's not in the building, but we're going to have him set up that. Oh, announcement. I have an announcement. If you guys are in the New England area, again, Sunday, March 20th. Sunday, March 20th, BFW Post in Lowell. Buddy, my kitty cat says hi. Sorry, ADD moment. Andy was telling me a kitty cat was saying hello. His name's Buddy, just like our dog, Buddy of Mystery. Anyway, if you happen to be in the Massachusetts area and you are interested in being a cast as a background in the movie Bring the Boom, Here Comes the Boom is the name of the movie, Kevin James, it's going to be filming in the Massachusetts area end of March all the way to June. Well, they're going to have huge wrestling scenes, and they're actually going to hire almost 9,000. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard correctly, 9,000 extras for a couple of scenes. They're going to be filming out of the Songus Arena, and they're going to be filming out of Everett High School. So, yes, March 20th, Sunday, March 20th, from 9 to 2 at the BFW on Plain Street in Lowell. It's right off the Lowell Connector if you Google it. make sure you come down there, bring a headshot if you have it. If you don't worry, they'll take pictures of you. If you have a resume, bring that as well. Don't get hung up if you've never acted before. A regular resume will do. If you don't have one, they have forms available. Jody Purdy, my amazing friend in the casting industry, is going to be doing the casting for that. All sizes, all shapes, all genres. We don't care what you look like. We just want to know about your work ethic and stuff. Come on down. You get to have a little meet and greet, give in your paperwork, and get the opportunity. They're going to keep you on file, and you might get the chance to work as a background in the Kevin James movie. And I'll tell you honestly, if nothing else, it's a fun experience. You get the opportunity to tell people you actually worked in a movie, and it's just a fun time. It's a fun time hanging around. You get to see the actors. For those of you who did
really?
Not know, yes, Kevin James is in it. Henry Winkler from the old Happy Days show is in it as well, and as well as Selma Hayek. So those are the three that I know of that are in the movie. Yours truly is going to have a small role in there as well, which I'm excited about. I get to be in the movie with Kevin James again.
You're not the only one that's going to try.
Yes. So all my friends out there. All right.
And yours truly, Mr. Mountain Man.
I told Mountain Man if he didn't go, I was going to shoot him. Well, I didn't say I was going to shoot him. I said I was going to slap him. Is that just as bad? Can I get in trouble for that?
That's just as bad. And I know what you really said to me. So I'm going to, yes, truly, Mr. Mountain Man is going to do
everything. What I really said was I was going to kick your butt. And I told him he couldn't get away from not going because I know Jody. So, and Jody is like the most amazing woman in the world. Jody Purdy, look her up, South Shore Casting. Google her. That you can Google. She's just like the most amazing woman. Like, she does a lot of background casting in the area. She's done Bride's Wars. She's done Pink Panther 2. She's done Mall Cop. Any movie that was here, she's done. And she's just an amazing woman. But you know what gets me about her? She meets, like, literally tons of people on a daily basis. And this woman, Steel Trap, does not forget a face or a name. Like, once she knows you, forget it. So I know very simply I would call her and say, hey, did you see this guy named Chris? And she's going to say, no, kick his butt. Mark, welcome. Mark is in the building. Mark is in
Mark
the building.
Mark is in the building.
Mark is in the building. Woo! Mark, we were just talking about you. Your ears must have been ringing. Anyway, so yes, guys, I'm so excited for the fact that casting call. Mark, you should go too. Sunday, March 20th, 9 to 3, BFW Post in Lowell from, I already said that, 9 to 2, right off the connector, casting call for the movie Bring Here Comes the Boom with Kevin James. Great opportunity, and like I said, they're going to need close to 9,000 people. So chances are, guess what, you're going. That's what's up. What's up, y'all? I'm telling you, go. You're going to get cast. Have a good time. All right, mail call. You guys ever see Blue's
Clues? Don't worry
about
it. She's gotten on my case about it, too. So
yes,
yours,
I have.
Truly,
hey, have you guys ever seen that show? Yes, I have, Monk Man. I got on your case about it. I did, didn't I?
I was telling Mark what you... Come on.
Oh, my God.
Let me have a little fun.
Are you okay, Monk Man? Get it out, my man! Get it out! What's going on?
Wow.
Have you guys ever seen that movie Blue's Clues? Probably not, because you guys don't have a little one, but there's a little thing that's going, mail call! Mail call! Mail's here! Yeah, so, mail's here.
Blue's Clues?
Blue's Clues!
Oh, my goodness. What in the world is this world
coming
to?
Hey, listen, I have been hanging around with an almost 3-year-old and an 11-month-old. What do you think I'm watching?
Talk about you getting
mail
on my
call.
Case.
Mail's here. Anyway, this email is from Mountain Man. Dear Mountain Man, you ready?
I don't know.
Dear Mountain Man. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Okay, you need to go. Hello. Yes. Okay. Dear Mountain Man, I just wanted to know, how is it that with all the challenges that you've encountered in your life, you're able to still keep a positive attitude? And that is from Brittany in Connecticut.
How am I able to keep a positive attitude? Well, it's a hard thing to do, but hey, I've got a great friend, Charlie, that helps me to keep it up in the house here. And
now, what
I
do
have
keep
my
you in check.
Struggles. Yeah, you do keep me in check. It's been hard to keep a positive attitude, but I've dealt with it all my life, Brittany, and just stick with it and do what you can.
That's awesome. Okay. This is funny. I kind of thought this was funny. I have this one here, and this is actually for Andy. So I don't know if Andy, you're gonna have to answer this in the you're gonna have to answer this in the chat room. You're actually gonna have to call us. It says, "Dear Andy," this is for Andy. "Dear Andy, I'm interested in knowing what book you are writing. What is it about, and when can I expect to read it?" So Andy, if you're in the chat room, I know you're hearing me.
He's hearing us, and he'll answer it because I'm watching the chat room. Because
yeah,
it's a hot
so this
time.
Is actually called. This is from Ruth B. Ruth B. in Leominster, Massachusetts. So we'll leave that for him. Okay, this one is from Mary. "Dear Charlie, wanted to know how is it that you are able to balance so many things in your life and still maintain a good disposition about it. Also wanted to know if you ever get overwhelmed at times. Love your show and love Mountain Man and everybody in the chat room. Best love and best wishes, Jemmy, from Brewster? See the
Brewster,
I think
Mass?
It says Brewster. What? It might be Mass.
Brewster.
Yes.
Could
well, Jemmy, let me tell you. Yeah. I got to tell you, Jemmy, honestly, I'd be a hypocrite if I said I actually had it all together, because I don't. Raising my kids, I think, was a bit of a challenge for me. My older kids, I always called them my guinea pigs because I always felt like those were the trial and error. Those are the ones that I made the mistakes with and was able to get it right. So it's kind of ironic. I think that if we were able to be, I don't know if this makes sense, if we were able to be parents with the experience of a grandparent, we'd be golden. Like, we would be the best parents in the world. Because now when I deal with my grandchildren, it's just so different for me because of the fact that you're more patient, you've learned things, you know where they're coming from, which isn't the case when you have young children. So for me, it's kind of times I just have to kind of keep remembering to stay in the moment and remember what it's about and just realizing how blessed we are with some of the stuff that we get to do. And being able to enjoy it. So, Jemmy, thank you so much. I'm glad that you got to write to us and ask me that question. All right, we're going to take a little break here. We're going to
listen to Jemmy.
Thank you, Jemmy, very much. Oh, Mark, thank you so much for putting me out to read. Yes, thank you. All right, I'm going to play this song by Julie Kinchek. She's going to be on the show in a few weeks. We had her scheduled, but the poor thing wind up getting sick as a dog on us. I felt so bad because she was so sick. So I'm going to listen to the song.
I felt bad because right before the show started, she had called in. I had taken the message. I felt really bad. So if you are listening, Julie, please, I hope you feel better soon. And hopefully you'll be able to come on the show soon.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. So this song is called Grace by Julie Kinchek, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
To call you, hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
And we're back. And that was Julie Kinchuk, the Queen of Scat, with her song Grace. We'll be having her on the show in a couple of weeks, and we're looking forward to that. So, Ruth, for your answer to your question, Andy was telling us, the book is based about personal protection. It goes in really depth into the dynamics of personal protection. So it's a slow going for him because he's talking about the large amount of ongoing research that he has to do even while he's writing it, which is why it's taking him a little bit longer than he thought, and he wants to make it the best he can. So as soon as we hear and as soon as Andy gives us more information, we'll definitely pass it on to you. So, Ruth, thank you so much for asking that. All right, real quick, we have updates. Everybody out there, as you all know, we had Bill McLean on the show, and he told us about the LA Film Festival. So if you go to Facebook, you can check them out, the Lewiston Auburn Film Festival. Just Google it on there, and you'll find it, and you'll see all the upcoming attractions that they have coming up. They're going to be April 2nd. They're going to be on. They're going to be showcasing some of the movies, but the main movie is the Bill McLean movie called Scooter Magruder. That's going to be showcasing April 2nd. That's going to be the world premiere at 1:15 p.m. As you guys know, Bill McLean's movie is actually one of five that was picked for People's Choice Awards, which is kind of the equivalent of all over best movie in the film festival. There were over 200 and something international and national films submitted. Less than 100 got picked, and only five of those got picked for the People's Choice Awards. So if you happen to be in the area, go check him out. Go check out the movie and give him a chance to shine in the glory. As you all know, he wrote the movie, directed, and starred in it. His wife did all the cinematography and the editing. Great concept. Had a little cameo in there as well, so you guys will enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. So check them out on Facebook. Also, Bill McLean has a fan page there as well. You can go over there, like his page, and you can stay up in tune with all the stuff that's coming up. He actually commented on the fact that he's going to have a red carpet premiere for Scooter Magruder in the Maine area, and he's hoping to have one in the New England, Massachusetts area as well, so you guys can come on down and join us as well as that. Another thing, people still haven't answered my question, the question for the contest today, and no Googling allowed. The question is, where is St. Patrick's from? He's not from Ireland, people, so we haven't decided what the prize is going to be yet. I'm going to surprise you guys when I get a winner. So the question is, where is St. Patrick from? Originally, he's not from Ireland, just to give you a clue.
Infamous Angel, welcome to the chat room.
Angel girl is in the house. That's my angel girl. One of these days I'm going to sing for you guys, but then I'll probably scare everybody off. What?
I can't believe she missed the first half. I've been actually looking for Infamous Angel on the chat room here, wondering where our famous angel was.
I know, Andy's like, what is going on? I'm the only chatterbox in here the first hour. What it is a lot of our listeners, which I love you guys. I actually had Betty hit me up once. She says usually they just kind of, they join in the chat room, but they're doing other stuff. So it's kind of like once in a while they check and come back, but that's basically it. What, Mark, what, you're in Germany? How'd you wind up there? So that's why there's no chat. Or Scotland. Oh, I'm sorry. Duh, brain cramp.
And we've
wow.
been saying Scotland,
we
but
say
she hasn't answered.
Jeez, man. I'm asking a question, and of course I'm getting answers. I'm like, what? You're in Germany? When did that happen? No, Mark, I'm sorry. I had a brain spasm. No, St. Patrick was not from Germany. He wasn't from Scotland. No.
Oh,
sorry,
man.
He wasn't. No. And I want to let our listeners know, I know it sounds like we have a lot of housekeeping to do. You need to go check this person out. Amazing talent. I'm hoping to get her on the show. I actually got the lead from Scott. www.brittanycashman.com. Go check her out. All her information is on her website. She has news, tours, bio, media, and all kinds of cool stuff, as well as her blog. Brittany Cashman, there's a section in there where you can actually listen to her music and check her out. Like I said, working on getting her on the show in the next couple of months. Looking forward to that. Okay, mail call.
For somebody in the chat room. Question for somebody in the chat room.
What happened? No, sorry. Mr. Cardiac was iffy for tonight. He said he tried to make it because he has to. He was working at Mojitos. He's in downtown Boston for you guys that happen to want to go party. Mojitos is the place to go over on 43 Winter Street. Go check them out. They're there hopping the night away, and that's where Mr. Cardiac is. He's trying to call in, but was unable to, so we're just playing his music. So we actually have him here in spirit, which is kind of cool. So anyway. Mail call.
Oh.
This is for you, Mr. Mountain Man.
What about my... Excuse me?
What?
I had a question here.
Yes.
And my question is to Miss Infamous Angel. Did you see American Idol last night?
She's saying that she's watching it now.
Yeah, but did she watch it last night?
I don't know.
The results from last night are going to be on tonight, from what I understood from the show last night.
Yeah.
But that's, you can answer that in the chat room there, Miss Angel.
Okay, this is for our listeners that aren't in the chat room. If you guys read the randomness going on there, it's hysterical. Because if you look real quick, all you say is, it says, Charlie, either Germany or Scotland, and then it says, and what am I, pork chop and applesauce? To the sentence before that, Angel will girl saying, I'm hungry, I want to get something to eat. Now I'm hearing pork chop and applesauce. Now I'm getting hungry too. Anyway. Oh man, she said she did watch it last night. Guess 12882. Welcome to the randomness in our chat room. We never know what's going to go on in there. Mail call, Mountain Man. I have a question for you in our email.
Okay.
Dear Mountain Man, I wanted to ask you a question. I really don't know that much about spina bifida, and I was wondering if you can explain a little bit to us what it's like to live with that, and what are some suggestions that you would have for people to better relate to other people with disabilities. That is an awesome question, and that is coming from Peter from Providence, Rhode Island.
Well, to Peter, that is a very loaded question, in a way. Spina bifida is from a birth defect. How it
okay.
becomes spina bifida, I don't know. I haven't really done too much research on it myself, but it's called spina bifida. And sorry, I'm reading the chat room.
I know, it's
well.
Like so random. We're trying to answer the question. What are you guys smoking in that chat room? You guys are nuts. It's so funny.
Mark, what are you smoking? Jeepers, man. Oh, goodness. Anywho. Getting back to the question at hand, I've learned to live with the disability. I don't like the disability, but I've had to learn to cope with it. And just go about my business.
I'm sorry, Mountain Man. I'm not laughing at you by any stretch of the imagination. Andy says he's hungry and he wants to get something to eat.
Sorry, Andy. Goodbye, Andy.
So, Mountain Man, you were saying that
goodness.
It's something... Oh, man, you guys are too funny. So you're saying that, yeah, it's a birth defect, and this is something. So they're asking you how you learned to deal with it, and you said it's just something that you had to overcome. But I have to be honest, I've seen people on the other spectrum of you where they're, because it's not all the same for everybody, right?
No, it's not. There are many different levels of it as well, and I've had to learn with it, but there is a lot of stuff that goes along with it too. I've had over 10 surgeries.
Wow.
In my life. I've had probably close to 20 to maybe 25 surgeries in my entire life.
Right.
They're on different parts of my body, and it's just been one thing after another. So I probably have had maybe 10 to 20 surgeries, maybe a little bit more, because it is such a birth defect. It does affect your spine. That's why it's called spina bifida.
Right.
And I just, that's why it's called spina bifida. And if you want to look it up more, Peter, you can Google it and learn a little bit more that way. And as far as having to help people cope with it, I couldn't even really, I've just had to learn to cope with it. I mean, there's not really much that any one person can do. It's just a part of, it's part of birth, whether people do whatever they have do before the kid's born. I mean, it all mm-hmm. depends on what the person is doing before the kid's born. I mean, I know, and have several hundred people that I know that have multiple disabilities. I have mm-hmm. people who have cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, spinal atrophy, which mm-hmm. is a form of muscular dystrophy. There is just so many disabilities out there, and I know lots of people that have all these different types of disabilities. So it is a learning curve how to cope with it and help
right.
the person out. It is a big learning curve, okay, because I even have friends who don't really speak because of their disability. A lot of it has to do with sometimes from birth. Sometimes it comes on later in life. It all depends on what it is as a disability.
Yeah, it's true. And one of the things that I admire about you is that you've never been one to milk it. Because, you know, it's like that's just the way you are and you've learned to overcome it and you don't let it get in your way. So it's
yeah,
very
well,
admirable.
Unfortunately, lately I've been
Okay,
I'm sorry. I apologize. I just went over to our chat room.
No,
you
were
not asked to call in.
Hey, if you want to call in, knock yourself out. I have another question here.
Meanwhile, is it for me or is it for somebody else?
I don't know.
If there is a call in our chat room.
Not to answer a question for you. Go ahead. Give me the caller.
Well, I don't know who it is. So.
You better get that caller in here. I'm going to start singing. I'm going to scare everybody. Everybody's hair is going to be up. They're going to look like werewolves. They may not be werewolves, but they're going to look like werewolves. I'm going to start singing right now. I'm serious. I'm threatening you. Find me a caller. I'm going to start singing. For our listeners, our call-in number is 1-347-989-1473. We are at the 20-minute past the hour, 8:20. We've got a good 40 minutes left in our show. We'd love to have you call us in. Also, you can join us in our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman. If you go to the segment page, you can join us in there. We got a lively bunch in there. They're always up to no good and fun in the chat room. Sorry. Andy, from the day that you're born till you ride in the hearse, things are never so bad that they cannot get worse. Thank you for that bit of inspiration. Love it. Andy's famous for his limericks. I love them. So, yeah, definitely that's the way to join us. If you'd like to listen to us, you can listen to us on iTunes or Podomatic. We're there as well. Ordinary Woman, just Google us. You will find us. And as well as you can hit us up on Facebook. You can listen to us that way. Also, you can join me on my blog, www.ordinarywomanwmn.com. There's also a link there for the show as well. Andy, my man, are you back? Not Andy, sorry. I'm looking at Andy and talking to Chris. My man, what's up? Okay, he's checking someone. In the meantime, I will read this because this is for me. Dear Ordinary Woman, How were you able to balance the how were you able to balance having a blended family with stepchildren and children and not having a child of your own between you and your spouse, and did that create any friction? Just wanting to let you know that I really love your show and enjoy the chemistry between you and Mountain Man and the various people in the chat room. God bless. Sincerely, Doris. And Doris is writing to us from Rutland, Vermont. Doris, very sweet. Seriously, Doris, more than me. As far as us getting our kids together, we were just blessed. They happened to like each other, and they hit it off. I think at times they got along better than my husband and I did at the beginning. So to this day, we're lucky that they hang out together. They're very friendly. And it's funny. We did at one point think about having a mutual child together, and then we kind of dope slept each other because we had eight others to take care of. But it actually, I don't know, it really wasn't something that was needed, kind of. You know, it's just, even when we used to go out as a group, very rarely could people tell whose kid was whose, so to speak. We never really referred to them as stepchildren. It was always our kids, and basically that was it, which is kind of funny because I know I have a stepchild and a biological child that are only 5 months apart, but from the moment we got married, they were actually, it was funny, they were looked at as twins. And seriously, they just kind of got tired of explaining to people that they weren't. And that's how they continued to march. They were always the twins, and that's how they were referred to. So, Doris, thank you very much for your support, and thank you for writing into us. So, on that note, I know we have a couple of callers, but in the meantime, I want...
Mountain Man is back.
He's back. He's back. He's in the building.
Mountain Man is in the building.
He's in the building.
And I don't know if I'm having issues over here. Okay.
I've heard that you always have issues.
I'm always having issues over here.
You are.
I just tried to pick up two calls that we have in our holding thing. I'm not able to pick him up over here.
Well, let me try and see what happens. Let's see what's going on. Hello, you're on the air, Diamond in the Rough Show. How can I help you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Mark, hey, what's up? Mark is in the building. Mark is in the building.
Okay,
raise the roof. Mark is in the building. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Not much. I so have to do this for you, Charlie. Andy, stop bagging on Charlie. Okay? That's okay?
Mark is my protector. I got muscle in the building. You better watch out, my man. Mark will kick your butt.
Uh-oh.
And what?
Never mind. Charlie's kicking my butt. Mark's going to kick my butt.
Yeah. I'll come down there. I'm police trained.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, Mark, what have you been up to, my man?
Not much. Just working overnight in the hospital, going to school. Well, that's on vacation this week, but working, going to school, stuff like that.
I'm telling you, I have to share this story because it was raises roof. Yeah, thanks, Andy. You're so sweet. I have to share this story with our listeners. So funny. About a year or so ago, I actually had the opportunity to give Mark a driving lesson. Remember that, Mark?
Oh, no, get off the road.
Well, we weren't on the road. We were in the cemetery because we figured everybody there was already dead, so we couldn't kill anybody except ourselves.
Oh, no, watch out, markers. Watch out.
Andy, do yourself a favor. Don't come to my house. I drive the plow truck. So be careful.
Oh, no.
I drive that big S350 at work every day when it snows, so be careful.
Yeah, no, it was funny, too, because the thing is, I double whammied this kid because Mark's like, he wanted to learn how to drive, so I was like, yeah, I'll give you a driving lesson. Not only was he driving in a cemetery, so the roads are narrower, because they're great. They're like regular roads. They're nice and narrow. No, Andy's like, oh, my God. Yeah, there were these real narrow roads, and there's these huge trees, so those were, like, simulating the cross streets, made him stop at all the stop signs. But the best thing was I put this poor man into a Suburban, a full-size Yukon to drive in. Yes. So we're sitting there driving, and all I see is, like, beads of sweat coming down Mark's forehead. I'm like, dude, relax. There's no one you can kill in here but us, and it's all good.
Oh, gosh.
So Mark, you did wind up getting your license, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't scare
good
anybody,
for you,
huh?
Mark.
Yeah, no, Andy, actually, Mark didn't hit any of the headstones, but I do have a few stories for another day with a few of my other students, quote-unquote, that I brought to the cemetery. I tell you, cemetery is the best way to learn how to drive. The best place, because it's
right.
Like a little mini city, but you don't have to worry about killing anybody.
Now, Andy, like I said, if you want to get hit by me, just come to Marymount Valley Hospital and use my plow truck and land me over.
Oh, my God, you're too funny. Oh, man. Well, Mark, so you've been going to school.
Yeah.
What are you going to school for?
Criminal justice. Oh, I'm actually double majoring. I'm actually doing criminal justice, law enforcement, and I'm trying to get into the EMT program.
Good for you. He's amazing. We've talked about Mark in the past, and I'm glad that he actually called in because Mark was one of my students that I was very surprised that was it your caseworker at the time, Mark?
Yeah.
Your social worker? Yeah, they kind of like Mark registered for my class. I did a criminal justice certification class that actually when they started a certification course, when they graduate from that, they can go on and do their associates online. And I remember that the social worker said, do you think he could do it? I'm like, why wouldn't he? I mean, Mark happened to be one of my smartest students in the class. And drive on, Mark, yeah. He was one of my greatest students, and the thing is, what I love about Mark was his work ethic. I mean, he just had this amazing ability to just take a project and see it to the next level. So, good for you with the double major. I'm so proud of you, and definitely
you.
That's one graduation I'll be going to.
I hope so.
What?
I was going to say, with your schedule, I can't even keep up with you.
Well, don't worry. If you tell me when you're graduating, I'll definitely make sure I go there because this is a big one for me because I'm very proud of you and the fact that you kind of showed the people wrong there. I'm very proud of you. So, Mark, thank you so much for calling in, and it was nice to hear from you. So, remember, I'm going to reach out to you next because we do have that 15-minute segment that you're going to do for us, and I'm sure you're going to come up with some great things to put on the show.
Yeah, let me know. And, Andy, what is up with you? You took me off your Facebook, man. What's up with you, Andy?
Yes, Mark is letting everybody know that's in the chat room. Hit him up on Facebook. He loves to chat, so guys, befriend him. He's on Facebook. Mountain Man, that goes for you, too. Make sure you become friends with Mark on Facebook.
Yeah,
and Andy and Angel Girl out there, too, as well. So hit him up, and he loves to chat, that's for sure.
Yeah, I tried to for some reason, I had Andy on here. I don't know what the heck happened to Andy. And I added Lawrence.
Well, throw the addresses up in the room.
Well, you know that Mark's like the ninja, right? Mark,
Mark,
Andy's like a ninja. He's like,
you
never know when he's around.
All right, well, I'm going to have to come chase him down there. So let me know when I can come down and look at butt over there.
Definitely.
So
well, Andy, Mark, thank you so much for calling us, and we look forward to when you do your little segment on the show. Have a great night.
You're welcome. You too, honey.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, try grabbing that other one, Charlie.
Hi, you're on Diamond in the Rough Show. Who is this, please?
Hello.
Hey! Angel Girl is in the building. Angel Girl, what's up, girl? What are you up to tonight?
Nothing much. Just chilling.
Angel Girl!
I'm watching American Idol.
I'm telling you, and it's so funny. To those of you that are asking, yes, that is the TNT combo. It's so funny. They have their own fan base. That's my Tiki and Tony combo. Tony actually knocked out, but Tiki's still very much wide awake and running around, and that's who you hear in the background. He has his own fan base. I think he has more followers than I do. So, Angel Girl, what is your scoop? See, Angel Girl, I have unofficially, and she doesn't even know this yet, I have unofficially made her my American Idol correspondent. So I'm going to put you on your spot. It's your job every Thursday to call in and tell us what's going on with American Idol, who got voted off, and who do you see making it till next week. Ready, Angel Girl? What's up? What's going on with American Idol?
Well, last night, it was Ashton that went home last week. Ashton Jones with the diva one. She has kind of like the crazy hair. Yeah, she went home last week. And then yesterday, I forgot who left yesterday. Oh, see? I can't even remember.
No.
So many people.
I'm going to say something to you.
That's kind of funny when you can't remember.
Here we go.
But I love Stefano. He's my favorite.
Is he really? Yeah, he's
kind
of cool. I kind of like him a little bit, too. I just feel that the caliber of talent has been really amazing this go-around. Because, like I said, I hadn't seen the show for years. I kind of fell off as a fan. But when they got the new judges in, I was like, let me give it a look-see and see what's going on. And it was interesting. So what are your predictions for this coming week?
Well, they're doing the results now. But there's performances, too, by other celebrities and other bands and stuff, so. But I think.
Pia gets it.
But I think so far nobody's been going home yet, but they're doing the results right now. They're pretty much the two people are, pretty much some people are safe already. Like Haley, Paul London, and who else? Casey Abrams. Those three are safe, so they have to go through with the rest later tonight.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So make sure, Angel Girl, you now know, next week you're going to be our official, unofficial idol correspondent. So you have to call us in, tell us what's going on, keep us abreast of who left, who got voted off this week, and who do you think has a chance of making it past next week, and any other tidbits that you want to share with us. She's our American Idol correspondent. So, Angel Girl, thank you so much for calling us and keeping us abreast and knowing what's going on.
No problem.
All right, sweetheart. Have a great
night. All right. Yep, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
You know what I like? I like how our listeners just kind of jump in and just do all this great stuff for us. Like, we just put them on the spot, and there's such good sports about it. All right, wait a minute. Time out. Who the heck is killing who in my chat room? There will be no killing in my chat room. I do not want to witness murder, as do I. What the world?
Oh, PSA, PSA.
Okay, to our listeners, one, hold on, I lost the number. Where are we? 1-347-989. Oh, my goodness. 1-347-989-1473 is our call-in number. If that is a call that incurs charges for you, 1-877-907-7217 is our toll-free number. Call, call, call. If not, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman, WMN. You can reach us that way as well. Join the craziness in the chat room and have a good old time with us. We're also on iTunes, Ordinary Woman. We're on Podomatic, same thing, Ordinary Woman. Or you can join us on our blog, www.ordinarywoman.com. You can read the adventures of what's going on with us and all the other cool things. Yes, Angel Girl, we're hilarious. We're hilarious. Hysterical.
Oh,
no, it's actually you guys that make it that way. We are at the 8:36 hour. We have a good 34 minutes left in our show. We're going to take a little musical break before we move on to a few more letters that we have that have been
and
sent
real
in.
Real quick, people want me to hit them up,
ready, go.
Give me...
Who said that?
I don't know, Miss Charlie. There are two people who want Mothman to hit them up, and I need to know the correct spelling so I can hit you up on Facebook. So if you guys could just, if you don't mind putting it in the chat room.
Yes, if not, you can, definitely. Mothman, you're going to have to attach a nickname to your Facebook profile so people can find you as Mountain Man.
I think I do have it as Mountain Man, but I don't know.
Well, check that out so people can hook up with you so that they can befriend you. Also, guys, all our listeners, please, please, please go to Facebook and go to our show fan page. Our show has a fan page, Diamond in the Rough Radio Talk Show. Please go down there and like us. We need to get the numbers up. It's a fairly new page, so it's kind of lonely. Please hit us up. Make sure you like our page, and please, please, please share it with as many people as you can so we can get the numbers up. Because one of the things that's happening for me is my personal Facebook page. We're over 3,000 people, and as you all know, Facebook has a 5,000-person limit, which I see filling up very quickly. So when we reach the cap of 5,000 people, unfortunately, that will be it for that page. So I would love anybody that is my friend on Facebook to please go over to our show fan page, Diamond in the Rough fan page, and hit us up there and like us so you can still stay in touch with us. Also, I personally have a fan page, Charlie Alejandro. That's my acting website. So if you guys can like me there as well, then that way we can continue to stay in contact and you guys can know all the events and cool things that are going on. Because eventually what's going to wind up happening when I reach my 5,000 person limit on my personal page, I hate to do it, guys, but I'm going to have to defriend a bunch of people just because I won't be able to keep everybody on, and it's kind of rude. Or we might actually wind up getting rid of that page and just keeping the fan page. So it would be awesome if you guys hit us up on Charlie Alejandro, which is the fan page for acting. But the main one that we really want you guys to hit up is Diamond in the Rough Radio Talk Show. Please talk it up, spread it with your friends, and let them know about it. It would be so cool. Also, I'm going to play this song by Silent Bravery, and then I have an announcement to make about them when I get back. So for your enjoyment, this is Are You Prepared by My Silent Bravery.
I'm all in. When I go, all I want you to put in is what you're bound to get out of nowhere. Here come that rushing in doubt. Are you prepared to ride this one out?
Are you target in sight? You're nearly there, but then you want to give up in the air. Well, one ends up, we all know almost is not enough.
Are you
and
Finally.
It'll be easier for you to find them. Just wanted to let everybody know, if you go on Facebook, I know I sound like I work for Facebook, but I really don't. Go to Facebook, and I want you to Google My Silent Bravery and go to their page. Make sure you become a fan of theirs. And they actually have gotten nominated for a music award in the Worcester Music Awards. So if you go and look on their page, there's the Worcester Music Awards that they got nominated for in the pop band category. And if you like them and you like what you hear, please vote for them. They could really use your support. Just go in there, listen to their songs. The link is there for My Silent Bravery. They could also obviously use the fans. Go in there and become a fan. And also you can vote for them. Voting is still open. I'm actually on their page now. And they're up for the Best Pop Act in the 2011 Pulse Magazine Music Awards, Worcester Music Awards. So if you vote, the link is on there. The link is www.thepulsemag.com, and you will be able to vote for them for actually Pop Act of the Year. And they would greatly appreciate that for you guys to do. So now I have to ask a question. Mountain
really?
Man, where'd you go?
Mountain Man's here. Mountain Man's going crazy.
Going? Dude, you've been.
All right. First of all, I don't know what is going on over here, but if you were talking to me, because I had unmuted you on my end for some reason.
Are you talking to me?
All I heard was Mountain Man, and that's all I heard. And then you went off on that little tangent there. So I didn't hear exactly
I did not
what you said.
Go off on a tangent, young man. I was making an announcement. Pay attention.
Well, whatever
no,
your announcement was.
What I had said was that there was a lot of people that were requesting you to be their friend on Facebook, so I just sent the links along. I suggested a few friends to you, so it'll make it easier for you to do that. So welcome back to all our listeners. It is 45 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour, 8:45. We've got about 15 minutes before we wrap up the show. It was so great to have you guys all join us on our little rant and rave session that we have. So just to remind you, remember, go to Louis Bello on Facebook, to his fan page. Check out his video, Chasing Rainbows, facebook.com/Louis.Bello, B-E-L-L, and you will find him there. Make sure you like the video if you happen to like it. It's a really cool song and a really cool video. I'm sure you'll enjoy it and support our local talent as well. Don't forget, we have Susan Farisi is up for a Shorty Award in the Nurse category. Go to Twitter. If you go to my Twitter account, Ordinary Woman WMN, if you happen to tweet, you can come over there and find the link. If not, Drama Mama Suze RN. Again, go to my Facebook page and you will find all the information there. Also, don't forget Donald Harbarger. He'll be on the show later on. Big Time Wrestling, www.btwpro.com. Check them out. Friday, March 25th, there's a big fight going on, wrestling matches at Webster Town Hall. You can check out the website and get all the information on the matches. And for those of you that are familiar with wrestling, one of the big names is Joey Cena. He's from our area. Some of the people that would be highlighted on the card that night is Matt Hardy, Ted DiBiase, Tommy Dreamer, and Shane Douglas. Those are some of the big names that you know in the wrestling circuit. Also, Saturday, March 26th, at the Boys and Girls Club of Chicopee, same people will be on the card there as well. So if you can't see them there, you can definitely see them. Also, if you're in the new in the main area, Sunday, March 27th, at the Augusta, Maine Civic Center, Mick Foley, Tommy Dreamer, Shane Douglas, Ted DiBiase, and Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Ooh, blast from the past. Remember him.
Ted DiBiase?
Yes. Yes.
Ted
DiBiase. Yes. The Million Dollar Man himself.
Wow.
Yeah, and the cool thing
awesome.
Is if you go... Yeah, it's really awesome. If you go to their website and actually check them out, you can watch BTW TV, Big Time Wrestling TV, on your computer. If you go to their website, you can actually check to see where they are being showed on late night. I know that recently they have their show Big Time Wrestling Fridays at midnight on Russ TV. If you go, it's in the Boston area, it's Comcast Channel 20. They also have Charter Channel 25, Verizon Fios Channel 23, Metrocast Channel 29, and RCN Channel 21. So just go to their website, www.btwpro.com, get all the information. Sounds like a good time. For me, wrestling was kind of like a family event. It was kind of big back in the day for me and my mom. My mom absolutely loved wrestling. We used to watch it back in the day. I'm going to date myself. Saturdays. I remember when Ed McMahon wasn't, he wasn't a wrestler or anything. He was just like an announcer. Yes, Andy, you're right. I used to love wrestling back in the day. I remember in the early 70s, what was it? Big Chief Strongbow, Sergeant Slaughter, of course, Hulk Hogan, Roddy Piney Piper. What were the other ones? I just can't remember. I'm having a brain cramp. But yeah, so definitely check that out. And it's good times. Good times there. Mountain Man, are you in the building?
Mountain Man is here, and Mountain Man wants to say, I did just accept the invitations for those who wanted to be my friend. I've just accepted you, so if you can go to your Facebook account and accept me, that would be great, and we can chat that way.
That's awesome.
Yes, that's another one.
Your wish is my command. You ask. Oh my gosh, I forgot about him. Junkyard Dog. Oh my. What was the Oh man, do you guys remember the twins? The big, huge dudes. I can't even remember their names.
Oh.
They were another group that was real scary.
Yeah, I remember.
And then of course there was Andre the Giant. I have to tell you, back in the mid-80s, when I was a rookie on the police force, I actually, it was so funny. I got the opportunity to meet Andre the Giant's baby brother, and I used the word baby very loosely because the guy was bigger than Andre the Giant, like taller and bigger. He's this huge guy, and I felt bad because he wound up getting arrested for drunk driving, but the funny thing is that we couldn't fit him in the cruiser. He's so big. He's humongous. We had to get a wagon to put him in. He was the nicest guy, too.
Oh,
like, very soft spoken, very
wagon,
sweet.
Huh?
Yeah, I know, right? Paddy wagon on St. Paddy's Day. Oof. Anyway, we had to bring him in the big wagon. The Bushwhackers, that's right, the Legion of Doom. I remember those. Yeah, so he was a really nice guy, but the funny thing is his mom, this is so funny, his mom's the one that came to bail him out. It was more like we weren't really arresting him. We just kind of wanted to get him off the road. Back in the day, it was called a PC, protective custody. So we kind of picked him up, wanted to get him off the road because he was that drunk. But really sweet guy, real nice. And his mom came to pick him up. Oh, my God. The woman was like this little midget, little tiny woman, like 5 feet tall. And she, like, brought forth these huge, humongous dudes. Amazing. So, yes, that's the ongoing things for that. Also, I have to share this. For you guys that happen to be in the area, you know who you are. Don't forget this weekend, Saturday the 19th, 5 to 9 p.m. at the, just blanked out, Elks Club in Lowell. Cardiac is having a big baby shower for him and his girl. They're expecting a little Cardiac. So you're all welcome. If you happen to be in the Lowell area, come on by, 5 to 9. Great food, great music, good times. So don't forget to stop by.
And also, on Sunday, March 20th,
yes,
is a casting call at the VFW on Plain Street. So if you are interested, please come on down and see our friend Julie, and you'll hopefully get a casting call there. And
yeah,
yours
remember
truly, Mountain Man.
Yeah. Just remember, no experience necessary. The movie is Bring the Boom. Here Comes the Boom with Kevin James, and they're going to be casting over 9,000 people for the whole production. It's going to be filming from the end of March to the end of June. It's going to be a couple of huge scenes that are going to be in the Songus Arena, and I think Everett as well in other areas. So, yeah, come on down. Bring a headshot if you have it. If you don't worry. They'll have a Polaroid handy, and they'll take a picture. They'll have applications there that you can fill out if you don't have a resume, but don't let that keep you from coming down. It should be a good time. Get a little meet and greet with my girl Jody, and have the opportunity to maybe make it in a movie, which you probably will. Jake the Snake, I remember him. Oh, my God. And what was the other one? Coco
Jake
Beware.
Jake the Snake of a Robot.
Yeah, The Ultimate Warrior, that was another one. Well, we're having like a flashback here from the old days. So, guys, just to let you know, next week, March 24th, we're going to have Mo Diddy in the house. He has that sudden flair coming over down here. We have Miss Kristen. You've heard some of her songs that we've had on the air. She's actually sent me a few more songs that we're actually going to highlight. She's going to be calling us from the left coast. Be exciting to have her on. Also, March 31st, Alan Schwartz, the writer of the book Game 7, Deadball. If you look him up on Facebook as well, you can get some information on his book. His first name is Alan, last name is S-C-H-A-T-Z. Google him on Facebook. He's there as well. Also, we're going to have the multi-talented Frankie Imbrogno. He's an actor, voiceover talent extraordinaire. We're going to have him on the show as well. So really excited about it. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Yeah, we have him, Andy. Ooh, man, that's way back in the thing.
Right. I have a question for Andy or whoever is given the highlights. Who was the one that had the 2x4 with the barbed wire on it?
Ooh,
I can't remember
his name.
I know. That's a good question. I believe it's you, Andy, that's answering these questions. So,
that's a really good question. Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Andy,
okay.
Is there anything you don't know the answer to? For Pete's sake, you're like a walking literally encyclopedia.
Okay. I just remembered. What was it, McFoley in the 80s as well, Andy?
I don't know, was it?
I'm not sure, but I think he was.
I think he was. I'm not sure. Hacksaw Jim just had the 2x4. No wires, though, he says. Oh, man, where did the time go? Oh, my gosh, that was disgusting. Oh, I don't even know.
Wow, where did our time go?
I know.
We
had
a great time.
It's insane. Just to let you guys know, it's been an amazing time. Well, I'm glad that you joined us for our ramblings on the Hodgepodge night in March. I'm glad that you came by. And no one answered the question about where St. Patrick was from originally. I am surprised.
Well,
but anyway, we
tried.
So, yes, you did. You did. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget any emails you want to send us. Mark, thank you so much for sending us Brittany's information. That is a great person to get on the show. So just remember, any questions, concerns, comments, email me to ordinarywomanwmn@gmail.com. And as usual, you can always hit us up on Blog Talk Radio or on our blog, www.ordinarywomanwmn.com, as well as our Facebook pages, because you know where to find us. That's right, there was Mick Foley as well as Cactus Jack, and I think he was the one with the barbed wire. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so glad that you are all here. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. Andy, as usual, a pleasure. Betty Bill, guest 12882. Jocelyn, who's listening to me directly from Central America. Hi. Hola, mama. ¿Cómo estás? Espero que todo está bien. Mary Rose, Renee, Starlight, Vanessa, Warren, William, and, of course, Infamous Angel Girl. And to all our other listeners that I know are not in the chat room but happen to stop by. And just to let you guys know, as usual, remember, nothing is impossible to the willing heart, and do not let anybody ever, 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 ever steal your dreams away. So everybody have a great night. Have a great weekend. Don't forget the casting call if you're in the area. And as well, if you happen to be in Lowell, come on by and check us out at the Lodge. It would be fun to have you guys come on and hit us up. And thank you for everything that you've done and for always being there for us. And we're going to let you off with, of course, Ignite by the wonderful, talented Amanda McCarthy. Good night, Mountain Man, and as usual, a great show.
Good night, and everyone, please hit me up after the show. Have a great night.
Good night.
How was I supposed to guess that we'd end up like this? I didn't.